love, my lover, 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 I'm in paradise whenever I'm with you. My mind, well, it's a paradise whenever I'm with you. Ride on, well, I will ride on down the road, I will find you, I will hold you, I'll be there. It's long, well, it's a mighty long road, but I'll find you, I will hold you, and I'll be there. From those other boys, but this time it's real. It's something that I feel it. I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time it's real. It's something that I feel it. If the feels of paradise running through your bloody veins, you know it's love heading your way. If the feels of paradise running through your bloody veins, you know it's love heading your way. My time, well, it's a never-ending helter-skelter. We'll be out whatever the weather. My heart, my boom, boom heart. It's a beat and it's a thumping and I'm alive.
I know you heard it from those other boys, but this time between, it's something that I feel it.
That's the new song by George Ezra. Sounds like Mr. Ezra is in love. Sounds like that guy's heart's going boom, 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 boom. He even says it in the song. How many booms was that? It felt like it was too many. I'm tempted to say that was too many booms. I should have said it sounds like his heart's going boom, boom. But I had to add a couple more in there. What was that, six? That's too many booms, I think. By the way, Kira from San Francisco writes this letter. Oh, wait, I'm out of order. I got ahead of myself and now I'm behind. Let's start again. I'm Alex Green. How are you? This is The Heart Goes Boom. It's January. It's cold in California. How is it where you are? Are you equipped for the weather? Are you one of those people that bundles up when it's cold and strips down when it's warm? I think that's the right thing to do. I think you've got the order right. Some people don't like the heat. Some people don't like the cold. And they accommodate in a sartorial fashion. They know what to do. It's hot. I'm getting in the Speedo. It's cold. I'm getting in 10 Speedos. That's how you do it. I am Alex Green. This is The Heart Goes Boom. Hi. This is my radio program. This is what I'm in charge of. Off the air, I'm just as dynamic in my role on the popular TV show This Is Us. I play the character named Steve, is who I am. So Kira wrote me a note, and this is what she said. Kira from San Francisco. Dear Alex, I've listened to your show from the very beginning. Huge fan. You make me laugh, and I pay attention to what you do. Well, thank you, Kira. I'm not sure if I should be flattered or creeped out, but let's press on. She says, that being said, you forgot for the first time ever to do your coconut water bit. Wait, did I? Intern Hannah, this is what I need you for. Did I forget to do that last week? I did? Why didn't you tell me? You just love watching me screw up, Hannah. She's nodding her head. She doesn't even deny these things. She's like a, I think she's abusive, is what I think. Okay, I forgot to do it. That's true. Kira, wow. I didn't realize I forgot. So Kira writes, I'm heartbroken that you forgot, but do me a favor. Do two this show, but do one that's dirty, and do one for the Me Too movement. I think it's only right. Okay, Kira, let's do it. Let's do it right now. We'll do one dirty one, and then we'll do one for the Me Too movement. I think in the spirit of the time, I think that's only right, and I think it's a great idea. All right, so here we go. Coconut water. If you put your mouth on our nuts, we'll show you where the water comes from. All right. I think, I'm not sure I totally get that, but I think I also do. And, all right. That one's not for the Me Too movement, obviously. Okay, let's do the Me Too movement one. Ready? Okay. Coconut water. I'll tell you what. How about no one puts their mouth on anyone's nuts, and let's just drink regular water? Hashtag me too. How's that? Is that good, Kira? How did I do? Well, thank you for correcting me on my mistake. I didn't realize I forgot that. Well, now we're all caught up, right? We're caught up with the coconut water. All right, we're good. All right, let me tell you my dilemma of the week. I'm taking a look at the solution to my problem, but let me tell you how I got here. So I was talking to a friend, and I said, boy, I got so much music for my radio show. My computer is covered in music. My hard drive has so much music on it that I think I'm setting records. And my friend was like, cool, so if your computer crashed, it's all backed up, right? And I go, yeah, it's backed up, of course. And then I, you know, went home that night, and I was like, how do you back up stuff on a computer? Because it's not backed up. I lied. I didn't know what he was talking about. Backed up. So I Googled it, and I was like, oh, you mean if your computer crashes, you can pretty much lose everything, and you got nothing, right? So all the music that I've got, all the stuff I've done, I've downloaded and compiled, it would be gone, right? You would think I'd be on this. You would think that I would know this. You think I'd be up on all this stuff, but I'm not. I'm really not. I'm still on MySpace, for God's sakes. So I was like, all right, well, okay. I need a portable external hard drive. That's what I need. It doesn't have to even be portable. I was like, I just need an external hard drive. That's what needs to happen here. Okay? So I can load all my stuff onto the hard drive, and then I can put the hard drive, you know, somewhere in a drawer. Right? That's what needs to happen here. So I went online, and I was trying to find a good external hard drive that would hold all my music. I got thousands of songs, thousands of albums, right? It's endless. And I was like, yeah, I'd hate to lose that. So I'm looking up, I'm researching, I'm checking things out, I'm vetting hard drives, and I'm going nuts. And why am I going nuts? Because we live in an age of too many choices. In the old days, it was like, hey, here's potato chips. And you're like, cool. There's like two brands. And you're like, I guess I'll have that one. And maybe next time I won't, I'll get that one. I'll be adventurous and get the ones with the ruffles, right? But now there's like 18 different kinds of potato chips, with salt, without salt, no trans fatty acids. These ones have sea salt. These ones have kale. These ones have chocolate. These ones have olive oil. These ones are illegal in Norway. You know what I'm talking about. Too many choices. So I'm looking up at these hard drives online, and I'm like overwhelmed. There's hundreds of possibilities. And I'm like, I don't even know how much space I need, you know? So I select one after hours of looking, and I go nuts. I'm about to buy an external hard drive that can hold so many songs that it will play straight through without repeating one song until the end of time. It'll last past the apocalypse. It's the cockroach of external hard drives. It will outlast us all. And I'm not joking when I say this, but it said it would hold 18 billion songs. And I was like, well, that's perfect for me. I have a ton of music. You know, and it was like $900. And I was like, well, I need that. Listen, if anyone has 18 billion songs, I do. So I talked to a friend of mine who's a computer guy, and he was like, dude, listen, all you need is one for $50 that'll hold like a million songs and you're good. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. But I'm still in my brain thinking about the one that holds 18 billion songs. The million one is just as sufficient, because I'm not going to go past a million songs. I don't see that happening. Not only do I not even like a million songs, I don't even know a million songs. It's ridiculous. It's like on Facebook, I have 4,000 friends. In my real life, I've got about 4. So these things get exaggerated, and we buy into them, and we don't know why. And check this out. I was like, wait, I need an external hard drive like yesterday. And I was all freaked out about it. And when I finally got it, it came, because I was like, oh, my music is going to just erode overnight. My computer is going to crash. Just my luck. Anyway, the thing comes in the mail. I still haven't even taken it out of the box. After all that, it's sitting here. It's here. I'm looking at it. I'm holding it. There. You can hear it. It's in the box. Haven't taken it out. It's been a week. I had this sense of urgency. I have to get my music backed up. I have to be protected. Life is short. And I sprung into action. And once the thing came, I was like, I don't know. Do I need to do that right now? I'm kind of busy. I'm watching, Law and Order. Apparently there was some kind of crime. I am Alex Green. This is The Heart Goes Boom. And this is a new band I'm crazy about. The Fontaines DC from Ireland. Liberty Bell. Enjoy it right here on The Heart Goes Boom.
You know I love that. Is it easy just to try it? Is it the same old lie? Well, is it liberating or just to be so fine? Happens all the I'll try it. 'Cause it's the same old line. I find it liberating just to be so fine. Happens all the time.
bad nerves, and before that, the vaccines. What is this, a medical show? Who's next? The bypasses? That's the stupidest name for a band. Or it's the best name for a band. Why was there never a punk band called the Bypasses? Or was there? Right now there's some like punk geek who's listening to the show and he's like, they opened for the Clash in 1979, you dick. He's super mad that I don't know the Bypasses. Well, if they existed, I'm sure I'm not the only one who's never heard of the Bypasses.
Well, anyone has heard of them if they do anything about punk rock, you ass.
Jeez, that guy's really fired up at me that I don't know anything about this band that may or may not have existed. Speaking of existence, some of you know that every now and then I teach at the local college. Yeah, sometimes I'm your professor. I'm like, what's up, you guys? You guys like pizza and the Smashing Pumpkins? I don't know why I would say that. What college professor would say, do you guys like pizza and the Smashing Pumpkins? And they go, yeah, we do. And he goes, cool, cool, because I got a pizza coming, and I'm friends with Billy Corgan. And they know he's lying, because Billy Corgan has no friends. So that guy's lying, trying to be cool with the pizza and the Corgan. No, but look, here's the thing. So I teach at the college, and one of my colleagues called me and said, listen, I'm having some trouble with my car. I can't get there. I'll be an hour late. Can you teach my class for me? And I said, sure. What is the class on? And she was like, the Bible. And I'm like, I've heard of it, but I don't have a copy. So I had to drive by some kind of weird hotel and run into one of the rooms, grab one from the drawer, and make my way to campus. Anyway, so they were doing the Old Testament, that kind of thing, right? And they were starting at the beginning, so it was the book of Genesis, where everything begins. So I got in there. I don't know anything about this stuff. I have never read these things before, but I thought I'll wing it. So I get up there and I go, because I teach music journalism. I don't teach the Bible. They're two very different disciplines. So I get up there and I say, look, if we're going to do the book of Genesis correctly, we have to go all the way back. Okay, I'm talking like all the way back. Let me introduce you to a fella named Peter Gabriel. Nobody laughed. No one thought that joke was funny. I was going to, throw in an Abacab reference. Let's go past Abacab and get straight to Peter Gabriel. Reverse engineer this thing. Glad I didn't do that, because that would have failed even more miserably. And my Peter Gabriel joke fell pretty flat. I think that ultimately I was trying to be funny, and I was kind of like the pizza and the Corgan guy. I was that guy. I didn't think I was that guy. I was trying not to be that guy, and I was that guy. Because if you make a Genesis joke in 2018 to someone who is 18, they don't know what the hell you're talking about. They're like, what? What is that guy talking about? So the class was stupid. I did a terrible job. We didn't even really cover all of the book of Genesis. We only got as far as The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. See, I'm still trying. I'm still trying to make that joke work, and it's just not going to, because people have made it a million times, and I need to stop. Mandy from Monterey, California writes the following letter. Dear Alex, whatever happened with you and that bagel thing? Did you ever go back and get bagels from that woman with the stomach flu? Mandy, a good question. Okay, a couple weeks ago I told you I went to the bagel place I always go to, and the woman who owns the place was telling me all morning she'd been throwing up. She was like, I've been throwing up all morning, and finally it stopped, and I thought, good, now let me go to work where I serve people food with my bare hands. This seems like the right thing for me to do. Yeah, the throwing up has stopped. I think it's good. Okay, time to work in the food industry. Time to help people with their lunch. Yeah, so I got the bagels from her. She's the one who was like, you know, super, super sick. And she took my bagels and she was holding them with her hand. She'd rinsed it underwater for about a second. And I didn't think that was enough. And she was like, do you want anything on these? And I was like, yeah, penicillin. Throw some penicillin on there, would ya? So I said I wasn't going to go back to that bagel place until the antibiotics did what they were supposed to do. I gave it 2 weeks. I went there yesterday. Guess what? Closed. There's a sign that says closed due to sickness. They've been closed in that bagel shop for about 2.5 weeks. So, did I eat the bagels that I bought? No, I did not. I threw them away. And I'm happy I did. And a lot of you responded that you agreed I should have thrown them away. And I did. And I'm glad I did, because if I didn't, who knows, maybe I'd have that weird stomach flu thing, which sounds disgusting. Especially, you know, when you're trying to order a everything bagel. You don't want to think about someone grappling with the stomach flu. They're like, oh, I was vomiting all morning. And you're like, cool. Can I have a poppy seed bagel, please? So that place is closed. So everybody, it's family owned. Everyone in the family must have gotten it. As a matter of fact, every state in the United States has a major flu warning except for Hawaii. No flu warning in Hawaii. Only the other 49 states. Hawaii is off the hook. No one in Hawaii is passing around an airborne stomach flu via a bagel. Everyone's just wearing shorts and surfing and basking in their health. Their good health. Okay? Good, Hawaii. Well done. Keep healthy, Hawaii. That should be a new slogan for that state. Thanks, Alex, says the governor of Hawaii. Thank you for the suggestion of keep healthy Hawaii as our new slogan for our state. We'll adopt it immediately. And thanks for turning us on to the bypasses.
What took you so long? All of us cool kids knew about them in 1981.
He changes the year. I thought it was 1979. Guess what? I got some new music for you from the Fratellis. Let's do it right here on The Heart Goes Boom.
Follow me down, follow me, follow me, follow me.
It's the Stone Roses, and before that, Crystal Cities right here on The Heart Goes Boom. Those sound good together, don't they? Well, that's what I do. I arrange playlists, and I decide which songs would go well with each other. That's my job description. That is my job. Now let's find one for you. It's time for The Heart Goes Boom's job tip of the week.
It's The Heart Goes Boom, job tip of the week.
All right, our job tip this week comes from a company called Nordic. But this is the Nordic office in L.A., so it's Nordic L.A., okay? They're searching for a chief operating officer. In parentheses, you're known as the coup. And if you do really well, they'll give you an L. So you'll be known as the cool, the chief operating officer leopard. With a background as well as engagement in creative industries and project management, this job is for a chief operating officer. Okay, job description. Your main task will be daily management of operation, content scheduling, and superior project management. Furthermore, you'll enter Nordic LA in a time with ample opportunities to shape and develop the platform and connect the LA operation to the parent company based in Denmark. All right, so you've got a crew in Denmark. They're probably all very good-looking and very tall. Your tasks will, among others, include developing and implementing the platform strategies regarding development, content, and communication. You got to lead and motivate the Nordic LA team on a daily basis. Why does it sound like you're wearing a leotard in that particular task? You're in a gym, you're wearing a leotard, a headband, and you're leading and you're motivating the Nordic LA team. Come on, you guys. Let's get moving. You in the back, Steve. Pedal harder. Come on. You can do it, man. Come on, Mandy. Push it. Push it, girlfriend. I think you're supposed to do that. You got to be able to uncover and seek out and build relations to relevant private as well as public collaborators, funds, corporations, organizations, and potential clients in terms of collaboration, sale, and expansion. You got to be able to analyze and shape Nordic LA's format and processes, uncover and assure an inflow of private and public funds. You're responsible for the overall budget and the financial management, and securing a continuing sale to both current and potential clients. Okay, what they need from you. You got to have experience with project management. I think that makes sense. And staff responsibility, ideally in a startup context. You're self-driven. You're service-minded. You have a good eye for business and sales. And you don't look so shabby in a leotard. All right, you got a strategical understanding of how to lead the platform forward. You have experience with similar work from the cultural and or entertainment industries, music, movies, food, art, etc. You got a profound understanding of experience-related content. You're experienced in seeking funds. And you have a pertinent network both in Scandinavia and in the U.S. And the last thing they want from you is that you got to be someone who's curious about humans and interested. What? Maybe you really do have to be a leopard to apply for this job. Are leopards curious about humans? You are curious about humans and interested in both culture and business. And the leopard is like, yeah, human beings have always been an enigma to me. I want to get to know them. I think I'm going to get this job and really break down the human experience so I can explain it to my leopard cohorts. If you want to spend time in LA, this is a job for you. Now, look at this. What Nordic LA can offer you. This is kind of something I don't usually see in job descriptions. The possibility to become a central part of future development and an opportunity to influence Nordic LA's impending growth. A versatile and challenging job. An informal work environment with room for both personal and professional development in or out of a leotard. Ambitious colleagues, committed owners, a job in a comfortable environment in a remarkable city. The job's full-time, based in Hollywood. 1 to 3 trips per year to Scandinavia. Pretty cool. They're looking for somebody who's passionate in being part of their startup journey. A session as soon as possible. All right, that's pretty cool. Interviews with relevant candidates, they're going to be held in week 8 of 2018 in Copenhagen. Wow, week 8 of 2018. What is that? That's going to be March 1st? Is that right? In Copenhagen? What is it? Is it Copenhagen or Copenhagen? Well, I guess it doesn't matter because that's where you're going, so you'll learn how to pronounce it once you get there. Does that sound good? That job sounds interesting? I think it sounds pretty good, actually. Go for it. Apply for this job. Do it. Now, there is an application to fill out. Just go to Nordic, Nordic.la, and fill out the form. If you have any questions about this job, just contact Christian Riss. It's Kristian at Nordic, Nordic.la. Again, Christian, Kristian at Nordic, Nordic.la. Look, I know applying for jobs is a pain in the neck. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of, filling out forms and doing things and sending things in and getting your resume together and making sure your cover letter doesn't suck and there's no mistakes. I get it. It's a pain in the neck, but it'll all be worth it because if you get this job or any job through the Heart Goes Boom's job tip of the week, I'm coming to your house. I'm coming to your house in the new city you'll be working in, or if it's the same city, whatever. I'll be there. Okay? And I will be there to broadcast an episode of The Heart Goes Boom from anywhere in your house you want me to. All right? We're going to have so much fun. Get the job. I'm coming over. We're doing a live episode. Everyone's going to hear it. Everyone's going to know you got a really good job. Everyone's going to want to borrow money from you. And everyone's going to know that you know a super famous DJ. How can you lose? You can't apply for that job. Let me know how it works out. Editor at StereoEmbersMagazine.com or on Twitter, at Embers Editor. Capiche? Are we good? Let's face it, we're always good boomers, aren't we? You and me, we're getting through this crazy life together. So we're always going to be good. Is that too sentimental? Well, it's almost Valentine's Day, so I'm going to start saying things like that. I'm going to start embarrassing you in front of your friends. You know why? Because you complete me. That's why. By request for Natalie in Australia. She's in Sydney, and she loves the Temper Trap. So here they are. Enjoy them right here on Bombshell Radio.
Oh, Of disarray, never once the same, always rearranged, but things would never change. In the scene between the window frame, where the jackals preyed on every soul, where they tied you to a pole and stripped you of your clothes,
I was a dreamer, staring out windows, out onto the main street, 'cause that's where the dream goes. And each time they found fresh meat to chew, offer me your unmade bed, feed me till I'm fed, and read me till I'm read. But when the morning came, you would catch me at the window again, in an eyes wide open sleeping state, staring into space, with no look upon my face.
Was a dreamer, staring out windows, out onto the main street, 'cause that's where the dream goes. And when I got older, when I grew bolder, out onto the streets I flew, released from your shadow. Truth, you should wonder what I'm taking from you, how I benefit from you being here, lending me your ears while I'm selling you my fears.
Villagers becoming a jackal, that's some dark business. That's a dark song. Poetic, beautiful, haunting, and disturbing. But in a good way. Not in a bad way. Disturbing in a bad way, we don't like that. We like disturbing in a good way. Kind of a downbeat murder ballad with some love thrown in there. Or am I misinterpreting it? Is it not about that at all? Maybe it's about the upcoming Olympic Games. I don't know. I just play the songs. I don't write them. I'm Alex Green. This has been The Heart Goes Boom. I hope you enjoyed yourself. I hope I didn't end things there on a scary note. I hope that song wasn't too much for you. You're at the gym and you're like, what? You hear that? Someone's already writing to me. You're at the gym and you're like, what the hell is this song about? I'm just trying to get ripped so people see me at the beach and go, mm-hmm. I don't want to hear about jackals eating women. It's a metaphor, Brian. I know. I guess that guy's name is Brian. You're in the supermarket. You got your headphones in. You're buying some healthy stuff for your family. And you're listening to the show. And then that jackal song comes on. You're like, what? I feel weird about the world now. That sounds like a song about ancient maiden murder. Not into it. Just trying to have a good day here in Connecticut. Wherever you are. I don't know. I just played the song because I like it. Okay, I like some of the dark stuff. Yeah. All right, listen, this has been The Heart Goes Boom. You have been you, and I'm so happy that you're out there listening to the show. We're growing. We're getting bigger and bigger every time we do a show. We have more listeners. We just got more listeners from Holland. Got new listeners from where? Where? Canada? More in Canada? Okay, good. That's good. More Canadians. The more Canadians, the better. Has always been my motto, except for when I was married to a Canadian, and when I was divorcing her, I thought, maybe one less Canadian. Let's just take one out of the equation, and I'll be good. New listeners in Israel, Australia, India, Iceland, welcome aboard, you guys. Thank you, and thank you for writing. I am Alex Green. You want to drop me a line, do it. Editor at StereoEmbersMagazine.com or on Twitter at EmbersEditor. I appreciate your listenership. I appreciate your friendship, and I appreciate the way you look in a leotard. And you know what the great thing is about Bombshell Radio? We're open all day and all night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We would do more if there were more days. But the fact is, we are always on, and we have great programming, Addictions and Other Vices, Soul Traveler, Radio Hootenanny, The Heart Goes Boom. It's all there on our website, bombshellradio.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes. And if you feel like leaving a positive statement, go ahead and leave one. We're not going to stop you. Now, if it's a negative statement, we might try. We might. All right, I am Alex Green. I'll be back next week, same time, same place, same jerk behind the mic. That's me. Let's end things with Langhorne Slim, okay? We'll end things in a positive way. The way we move, enjoy it right here on Bombshell Radio.